This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Welcome in, Cardinals Insider Podcast for April the 2nd. My name is Brett McMillan, just around the corner from the home opener here in St. Louis. I am fresh off sampling some of the new ballpark food that's going to be available this year. Literally just had some of it before I came in here and sat down, and I got to tell you, if for nothing else, be excited about coming to the ballpark for the eats here this year. But I think the baseball could be pretty fun as well if the first few games of the season have been any indication. A guy that's going to be in the middle of that, at least on the field, is Paul DeJong, the Cardinal shortstop. I had the chance to chat with Paul and then also his agent, Burton Rocks, here a couple of weeks ago down in Jupiter, Florida, right outside Roger Dean Stadium. We kind of hunkered down at a hotel and just had a nice conversation about Paul, his career, and that player-agent dynamic. Something that you probably haven't gotten to hear guys talk about a whole lot, but it was neat to hear those two talk about each other and the relationship that they have both personally and in business. So that is the conversation today coming up in just a moment. But before we do that, want to remind you that there's a couple of good opportunities to come down for some theme nights on Tuesday, April the 10th and Wednesday, April the 11th. Celebrate the brave men and women of law enforcement and the Firefighters Association with a night at Busch Stadium. With the purchase of a special theme ticket, fans will receive an exclusive Cardinals cap honoring law enforcement or firefighters. You can get your tickets at cardinals.com/theme. All right, let's get right to it. Paul DeJong and his agent Burton Rocks, those are our guests this week here on the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Gentlemen, thanks so much for the time. Exciting to sit down and chat with both of you.
Thanks for having us, Brad.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so let's start with this, Paul. Last spring, you ink a deal to stay here in St. Louis, and what was the thought process behind that, wanting to be a Cardinal here and eat up some of those years but stay in St. Louis?
Yeah, just the impact that the Cardinals fans and, you know, playing in St. Louis had on me in 2017, my rookie year, just made me want to be a part of this organization for a long time. I think we all know the strengths of the Cardinals organization, the Cardinal way, so it was kind of a no-brainer for me to get some financial security and also be locked in with a team that wants to compete and win every year.
And Burton, what's that like for you when you find out there's mutual interest going both ways? I'm sure as an agent, that's exciting.
It is exciting, and you just want to represent your client's interest to the best of your ability, and you want to get a game plan beforehand and find out what the client's needs are and what their desires are and effectuate as best as possible. I don't view an agent as there to make policy, as more of to effectuate the client's wishes and the policy that they set forward.
You guys seem close, just having been around you both a little bit. How did you kind of get to know each other, and what's the day-to-day like as you talk?
Yeah, I was looking for an advisor way back in college at Illinois State. Teammate of mine, Dennis Colon, who played shortstop on that team. I bounced around a little bit, but he had known Burton, and I talked to Burton on the phone, and instantly I thought we had a great connection and proceeded to go play in the Northwoods League and kind of turned down that draft process in 2014, but really became familiar with Burton and his family over the years, and it turned out to be such a great relationship, and we're still growing.
How important is that relationship, Burton? I mean, you think about, you know, an agent and a player, and it's something most people see on TV or they read about in the paper. But for you guys, it's an important dynamic, and it's something that I'm sure is part of everyday life.
Absolutely. It's everything. Paul is a standout young man. His family is superb. It's really an honor. That's the word that would best describe knowing them. The DeJong family are wonderful people inside and out, and for me, it's extremely important because when you have a client that you admire, it makes the representation and the advocacy part really easy.
Mm. You guys have a favorite thing that you go out and do outside of baseball, Paul? I know you're a man of many interests, and Burton does a really good job of accentuating those interests. A favorite thing that you guys have been involved with, maybe that has very little to do with the game?
Yeah, I mean, we're involved with multiple organizations, but I would say my favorite one off the field would be the Positive Coaching Alliance. Just meeting with youth athletes, especially in the Chicago area where I have some connections back home, doing events with them, talking to kids. I'm looking forward to get more involved with that organization because I love how they promote positive message in sports, but not so that you're gonna disrespect the other team or still has the sportsmanship and competitiveness, but it's doing it the right way. So for me, that Positive Coaching Alliance is my favorite off the field venture.
You got a guy in your life maybe coming up, a coach that was instrumental, one guy that you look at more than another?
Yeah, I mean, if starting from way back when I was 5 years old, my dad was my coach all the way up into high school, and then I kind of moved on from there. But in this organization, I feel like Jose Oquendo has really taken me over the edge with, as far as defensive, just improving my defense, playing shortstop at a high level, and also teaching me the little nuances of the game. He's a great baseball guy, and I just love working with Jose.
I've heard you talk about like first step before, and how that's been really important for you. Is that a Jose thing or an Ozzie thing? Who kind of first introduced that concept?
Well, I can remember going back to college. My coach Mark Kingston, who's now at South Carolina, was talking to me about that importance of the first step. But getting back here, Ozzie was talking about the flow and the first step, and keeping your feet moving. And to me, that translated into my day-to-day work with Oquendo, just how, doing double play feeds and these little plays that we work on every single play that I can make so that I'm comfortable with it. But he's all about that first step and the good direction.
Burton, for you, as you've watched him, and you watch him probably more than anyone that isn't wearing a uniform on a day-to-day basis, do you notice a difference in him? Like, you flip on the TV or maybe you're there in person from the first game he played as a rookie to now, and just the nuances that have continued to polish him into the player that he is?
Well, Paul continues to grow and learn, but for me that's not surprising at all because my whole quantified intangible sheet, he had one of the highest scores of anybody that you could ever want to know and advise, because of the fact that he was always able to handle adversity and have a positive outcome come out of it. That's one of the reasons why he's a great fit for Positive Coaching Alliance. His whole message is take your adversity, take your failures, turn them into successes. And at every stage of Paul's life and career, he has taken adversity and turned it into monster success.
What's the thing for you, Paul, that as you've seen the platform grow, maybe it's something that you didn't expect as far as you talked about like the coaching impact, but just anything else in life that most people can't relate to being a big leaguer, but I'm sure that it creates opportunities that really are a blessing to be able to impact people.
Yeah, I think playing on TV and playing in front of 45,000 fans a night in St. Louis gives me that platform and spotlight for me to be able to, affect change, hopefully at a level that stretches all the way down to youth sports. And I hope that I set an example as a role model and as a leader for kids to look up and see that, I play the game the right way. I have respect for my teammates and coaches and opponents and umpires and everything that goes along with it. So for me, I take that responsibility and try to, take it to that next level and be that guy. And I'm not shying away from it.
It's a 12-month-a-year thing for you guys. So, when I come down here, it feels like the start of something. Mm-hmm. Does it feel that way for you, or is it kind of like, well, this is just another checkpoint in trying to get to October?
Yeah, I mean, I've recently moved down to the area, so I've been spending a lot more time here, starting way back in November, just working out here at the complex, getting out there, getting my workouts in, and doing my infield and other hitting opportunities. But I think there's a lot of excitement this last week, the end of last week and the beginning of this week, because guys are really starting to roll in. You can see we had almost a full squad, 40-man as far as, everyone's here getting ready to go. So to me, it does feel like the start of the spring and everyone's kind of getting excited and getting that ball rolling.
It's the constant desire by Paul to learn, and living proof is the off seasons the last 2 years. if you looked at Paul's Future Stars card, my dad was on the back because he was learning in his lab. He was learning about science. He was learning about his own development as a player off the field. Chemistry, his biochemistry background. That love of knowledge has translated and will translate into the growing of the Cardinals brand off the field, because he is an ambassador for values that the Cardinals organization espouses.
So, Paul, I've heard Lou Brock before, like, talk about how he was very mathematical, and he would think about the number of steps in a lead and, like, the angles and different things that he needed. You're similarly very mathematically minded. Do you find that playing in at all on the ball field, or is that maybe kind of an overstep?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as he was a better base dealer than I'll ever be, which
he's a better base dealer than most alive, yeah.
So that doesn't necessarily apply as much to that, although I could think about, measuring my steps, and because I think I do have the ability to steal bases, and that's something I'm looking forward to doing more this year, and just getting work with some of the guys that steal bases, getting the information, figuring out how far my leads have to be. But as far as the mathematics, I think defense, it really applies as far as angles. Now, I thought my defense really got unlocked when I moved to the shortstop position. I always felt a little bit off at second or third, but when I moved to short, I just felt like my angles and my reads were a lot better. So, I can kind of envision, based on the speed of the ball, where I have to meet and catch the ball and the way I have to catch it in my body position. So it's just a constant learning process. Like Burton said, I'm constantly working on these little plays, the little nuances. I think I need to take a salsa class with Jose, because he's telling me I got to learn how to dance a little bit better. And I agree with him, but I think it'll take my defense to the next level.
I mean, that's an NFL thing, right? Like receivers and cornerbacks, they dance. I guess that kind of makes a little sense.
I think it absolutely translates to Major League Baseball.
That's pretty cool. What do you think about that, Burton? A little dancing? Is that on the agenda here?
Sounds terrific.
Hey, you said something interesting there, talking about the angle and you feel more comfortable at shortstop. So for a lot of people that listen to this, they're maybe playing beer league softball and they're on the hot corner. They feel like that ball gets on them quicker.
Yeah.
Do you feel that as a major leaguer? Because your hands are so much better, for lack of a better term, than everyone else. Or is it about the angle, or is it about how quick it gets on you if you're playing third versus short?
Yeah, I think the angle is definitely, and obviously you're a little closer to the hitter, so the ball does get on you more, and guys hit the ball really hard. It's the big leagues, you see a guy like Stanton come up who hits a line drive over your head, and it ends up going out of the stadium. You're like, well, I thought I could have maybe jumped and caught that. It was so close. But, the angles for me at shortstop is more directly on, up the middle, gives me more range to be able to make plays. At third, I felt like I was always kind of like flat angles and didn't quite read the ball right.
I guess for both of you guys, it seems like there's a really great crew of just young guys, and I know that everybody gels well no matter if they're a 10-year guy or if they're coming up as a rookie, but for like you and Harrison and those types of guys, what's that been like over the last 2 years or so, just to have guys that are a very similar age, similar place in life, and here you are succeeding in the big leagues at the same time?
I think we just embrace every moment together. I think we have a great core between, guys like me and Bader and Hicks and Flaherty and, Tyler O'Neill's coming up. We have these young guys, and then the pitchers, of course, like Hudson and Ponce and Gomber. I think we're comfortable with each other. We have good rapport. It's like I haven't seen these guys in a while, and they show up at the complex, and it's like nothing's ever changed. It's like we pick up right where we left off. So I think it's just a great core of camaraderie and also the competitiveness and knowing how to win together.
I imagine that's kind of an intangible, but that's got to be nice for you when you think about him as a client, that there's just that constant energy around the clubhouse, and that's something that goes with him every day.
Absolutely, and players across the league have noticed that about Paul, his energy and enthusiasm, and players who have played the game who are now in different capacities. I have a client, Alex Cintron, and he loves Paul. Just his enthusiasm, the raw talent, and the desire to learn. And that's something that Alex has noticed, and other player clients and former player clients of mine have noticed.
All right, I can't talk to Paul DeJong without talking a little bit about fishing, because that's like golf for most of these guys. You're like out on the boat and fishing. So in Jupiter, does that mean deep sea? Are you getting out on the lake here an hour away or so? What's it like now? Because during the winter, I know you're up on the ice.
Yeah, I always love my ice fishing trips in January in Wisconsin. Saying hi to my family way up there in the cold. They're probably stuck in the cabins right now, 20 below, something crazy, but got a good ice fishing trip this last January. Had really good weather, relatively. But no, down here in Jupiter, I have a couple different spots, some lake golf course, like pond spots. I've been on Okeechobee before, bass fishing, and I've even gone out with Miles a few times with some of the guys, just fishing the Jupiter Inlet and back in not quite deep sea. I've been trying to hook up with Rick Ankiel, and he's got a nice big boat to take me out sometime, but we haven't done that quite yet.
Let's kind of get on the downhill here and do this. First of all, Burton, I want to hear you just kind of talk about your favorite thing about Paul, and then we'll turn the tables, and I want to hear why you enjoy working with Burton.
His love of baseball, love of science, love of family, and love of life and love of people. Paul genuinely enjoys fan interaction, and that is something that I'll always admire about him. He's honorable, forthright, and someone who truly goes to the office, goes to the ballpark, to his cubicle, to his office, understands that, you know, he's the CEO of his own brand, and understands the fact that his job is to wear the uniform with pride and be an ambassador for the organization. And he embraces that, and he loves it. And he truly loves the fans. So I really admire that about him.
Yeah, I just love the way Burton's transparent with me. We have great conversations as far as my goals, as far as you know, what I'm trying to accomplish. And he's also gets things done. He has good relationships with the front office, which showed last year when we inked that deal. And you know, Burton's always there when I call. He's always looking out for my best interests, and I've grown to love him and his family as my own. So really, it's just been an honor to have Burton as my agent, and you know, looking forward to the coming years where we can grow even more together.
Gentlemen, thanks so much. Paul, we're looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be a good one. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks.
Appreciate Paul and Burton taking the time out to be part of the show. I always love talking to Paul and got to meet Burton. It was very nice to meet him as well down in Jupiter, Florida. Game of Thrones night returning to Busch Stadium on Tuesday, April the 9th. With the purchase of a special themed ticket, fans will take home a Game of Thrones-inspired Cardinals t-shirt. You can get your Game of Thrones t-shirt at cardinals.com/theme. It is upon us, the home opener, as I sit here, just about 48 hours away, slated for Thursday, April the 4th. Should be a lot of fun. Paul Goldschmidt's first time as a Cardinal as part of the home opener. He was here last year, of course, as then a member of the Diamondbacks in the visiting dugout, but now he gets to do it as a Redbird. Should be pretty special. Tons of red jackets on hand. In fact, I believe a record number of living Cardinal Hall of Famers set to be in attendance, the most we've ever had at any one home opener or any other event where those red jacket guys show up. Should be a ton of fun. It is always the best. The first of 81, hopefully more than that, at home with the playoffs. I hope to see you at the ballpark, and I'll talk to you next week. For Paul DeYoung, Burton Rocks, my name is Brett McMillan. Good times always on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.